You mentioned before about the issue of bevacizumab and small cell. Can we sort of divert off a little bit into that? And can you talk a little bit about what we know about that?
ECOG completed a phase 2 trial in extensive stage small cell with cisplatin, etoposide, and bevacizumab. It was a one-arm trial, had, I think it was around 68 patients on it, met its first safety endpoint, and the study itself was completed roughly 6 months ago, and we are going to be presenting it at ASCO this year.
Anything you can talk about in that regard?
Only that we are planning on going forward with a randomized phase 3 study of cisplatin etoposide with or without bevacizumab in extensive stage disease in ECOG.
You mentioned the lack of hemoptysis. Anything else in terms of side effects or toxicity that you've observed?
Certainly nothing different or unusual. We haven't analyzed all the data, but nothing has stood out by any stretch of the imagination.
Any other treatment strategies in small cell that you think might be exciting for the next few years?
Small cell, as you will know, is an orphan disease, and there's not a lot happening with it. One of the studies that the intergroup plans on doing with small cell lung cancer is looking at the quote-unquote dose of radiation therapy. Currently, the standard of care for limited stage small cell patients is to receive hyperfractionated radiation therapy in conjunction with chemotherapy. However, that turns out to be rarely given in the community. So an intergroup trial is currently being planned using hyperfractionated radiation therapy with chemotherapy, in which the total dose is something like 45 gray. Versus two additional arms, one goes up to 70-something gray, I forget the exact dose, given on a daily fraction. And the third arm is like a hybrid of the two. It's a higher daily dose, and then there's a small hyperfractionated boost toward the end. So that's the intergroup's plans right now for small cell.